Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today. You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Up in here.
It is almost Memorial Day. 1 week away from Memorial Day, actually.
Oh, shoot.
You have any good plans this weekend?
Yeah, I'm a float down a river.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Awesome. How's your week been?
Eventful. I would say it's been eventful. It was my birthday. Thank you to everyone who wished me happy birthday.
Yeah.
That was very nice. Went camping. I planned a trip to go camping over my birthday, and it got cut short because my husband had to go on a business trip, which is like, it's fine. That's our life. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
But I might have had a couple cocktails and told the person camping at the site next door that it was my birthday, and I'm pretty sure my husband didn't even remember. And I was right, because that person told my husband.
And that person doesn't know you well enough yet
to be all up in our business.
Yeah.
So we talked about the fact that he did not remember my birthday again.
But he remembered today.
So he did more. Okay. So then, you guys. So, I mean, that was kind of a drag, right? And then somebody sideswiped our trailer on the way home.
Oh my God. That cute little trailer of Gretchen's.
Oh my God.
She was having a real bad day.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
It's like we built it ourselves. It's like there's nothing. You can't take it somewhere to get it fixed.
I know.
Like we have to rebuild it. So it sucked. But to put a little smile on my face, my husband clearly called Tabitha and asked her what to get me. And it got delivered today, which is actually the day after my birthday. Tabitha is like, I don't know what you're talking about. He didn't call me.
She texted me and she was like,
I'm like, don't
did
be
you
dumb.
Know? You need to tell me. I was like, I'm not telling you shit.
I beat it out of her.
I don't know anything.
Anyways, I think we are good.
Good.
Fingers crossed. Next year, I get some flowers and a dinner or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And how's life in your neck of the woods?
Texas is Texas. It's going.
It's
my kids are out of school.
Over. No school.
Well, school's they're not over. Out of school yet, but they're getting out of school this week. So, yeah, I mean, it's good. Oh, I went to San Antonio.
Oh, my God.
I checked out the Riverwalk.
And did you have the Pace Picante?
No. I did not have the Pace Picante. That's funny. My husband said the same thing. I did not. But I did see on the Daily Mail that the same day that I was at the Riverwalk, some other patron that was walking out down there dropped his wallet into the river. You know, the river there, it's kind of funk.
It's funky.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's a very clean river. And so his friend dips him head first, diving after the wallet.
Shoot.
I did not personally see this, but I really wish I did. But it's busy. It's like a tourist type of destination, that Riverwalk. But I thought it was pretty. I liked it. I thought it was happening. And
yeah, it was a girls' trip. Did you girls get wild?
Well, yeah. The second night, I think I beat it into them, you guys.
Okay.
I was a little mean the first night. I have to apologize if any of the girls are listening. I will play all of your games next time. You know,
you didn't want to play games?
I don't know. I wanted to go to the piano bar. Sorry. I told you.
Yeah.
Told you last time. Was it on Patreon last week? I was like, I'm going to go through Texas and look for all the piano bars. And so we went to the piano bar the next night and these girls rallied. They were very fun. So yeah, my Texas friends got an A+.
Okay, good job.
Yeah. So yeah. And I think the San Antonio is fun.
Well, it's fun to say at least. They got the Alamo.
You know how I say it? San Antonio.
Oh.
And I didn't make it to the Alamo because it's been raining every single second here. You guys, people are like, oh, it doesn't rain that much. It's so awkward that it's doing it this year. I'm like, just like it doesn't snow either.
Or freeze. Yeah.
Anyways, what's your drink of choice these days? Are you still drinking the tequila?
Well, yesterday I drank wine by myself all day long.
What kind?
And then I was drinking cupcake wine. It's like cheap, whatever.
Is it Sauvignon Blanc or?
No, I was drinking Chardonnay. I was drinking Chardonnay.
Okay.
Took myself to the store, picked myself up a birthday cake and a bottle of Chardonnay. Oh, I got a lottery ticket. Guess what? Got my damn money back.
No way. You won? Dude, did you hear about that person that bought the lottery ticket, the winning ticket? I think it was like $100 million and they washed it
or some shit.
Oh, God.
God, that would just fucking kill me.
No, you would literally die. You would. I don't even know how.
That would never happen to me because I guard my lottery tickets like they're my children.
It would happen to me.
Yeah, it would happen to you. It would not happen to me because I take care of my shit.
No, I would 100% it would happen to me, or I'd throw it away because I'm like, this is old. Toss it out. Not even ever look. But they have them on video purchasing the ticket. So they know that person that is the winning ticket and it's that person.
Well,
so I'm hoping that they at least
get it together.
The money. Yeah.
Well, let me finish telling you this though. So I ran out of wine.
Okay.
And then I got a knock at the door. You know, my sister owns a winery, right?
Yes. Did you get wine?
Oh my God. She did. Yeah. So she sent me a bunch of wine and my kid, Ruby, was like, I swear to God, this is what she goes, oh my God, Mom, how did she know you ran out?
And you weren't like, oh, she's sending me a little birthday gift, honey.
Oh my God.
That's so funny.
Maybe it is time to get these children back to school because, you know, I've heard a lot of things come out of their mouth lately that I'm like, you are spending way too much time with mommy.
Yeah.
Last night we watched Eurovision comedy.
Okay.
It's like dancing. I think I was stoked. The kids, it's like funny Will Ferrell movie that they would watch it with me for my birthday. And there was a scene and my daughter Willow just goes, oh, shit.
Oh, no.
You cannot say that.
Oh, my God.
But I had been drinking the wine, so I might have laughed.
Oh, gosh.
When she did. Okay. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay. Well.
That's crime.
What? What's the crime?
What's the crime?
Well, let me tell you. All righty, Gretchy. Are you ready for the crime?
Yeah.
Okay. This week, I'm going to tell you about a tragic story about a beautiful mother whose life was cut short. Her birth name was Kathleen Dawn Martin, but she went by the name Kat, which I think is quite fitting if you ask me. She seemed like a ball of fun, outgoing, lots of energy, liked attention. I feel like people that shorten their name to like Kat are a little frisky. You know any cats?
I know a tabby cat.
Same.
I do know a cat, actually, and she's a real fun girl.
I think you have to be fun if your name is Kat. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I know two cats, both fun.
Okay. See? I just knew it. So Kat was born in Tampa, Florida on February 15th, 1975. And unfortunately, there's not a lot about her before her death or before she was like an adult. But I can tell you that she went to Bloomingdale High School, and she was the class of 1993. Go Bulls. Okay. The town is called Brandon, Florida. It's like an unincorporated town right in Tampa. And here's an interesting fact about this little town high school. It was recently in the news because one of the teachers has just been sentenced to 15 years in prison for spying and taping the students changing. Like
gross.
Taping them. Gross. Fucking perv. Okay. Gross. Another fun fact about this little high school is Kelly Ripa's husband, Mark Consuelos, went there and he was the first graduating class in 1989.
I love him so much.
And he is
so hot.
He is so hot. I mean, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways, Kat went to school.
I've loved him since he was Mateo on All My Children, by the way.
Oh, I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Fun fact.
Fun fact.
You know, they both are really cute people.
They're beautiful together. It's stupid.
Yeah, it is really. Okay, so back to Kat. After high
school. Okay, she went to high school with him.
Yeah, he must have been like a senior when she was a freshman, I'm thinking, right? He graduated 89, she graduated 93. I think so. He probably thought she was a disco biscuit, by the way. I'm sure of it. She thought the blonde hair like Kelly. So anyways, back to Kat. After high school, I don't know if she went to college, but by 2004, she would end up meeting her soon-to-be husband at a party. I think a Super Bowl party, actually. And his name was Jeff West, or it is Jeff West. Jeff was super different than Kat. Like, he liked to have a good time, but he was more on the quiet reserve type. He was a military recruiter at the time, and he had served for years in the military. So I think you can kind of imagine that type of guy.
You know, I get those. I just filled out this questionnaire where they ask if military recruiters can contact your children.
Oh.
Am I an asshole if I say no?
No, you're not.
I love the military.
Like, you can talk to your kids about it yourself. You don't need a recruiter calling. By the way, I did get a recruiter calling me when I was in high school, and I almost signed up because I was like, I get free college. That sounds like a good deal. My mom was like, I don't think you should do that.
Oh, my husband told me his grandpa just took him down one day.
Oh, really?
And he nearly signed up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he came home and got his mind changed.
They were pretty convincing. I'm like, college?
Oh, I bet they're good.
Don't have to pay back. I don't think you have to pay back anymore anyway. So
true.
I think that Kat kind of liked the guy in the uniform type of thing. So, I mean, who doesn't? After years of service to our country, Jeff was honorably discharged and he became a campus police officer at the local college. Lots of reports online comment on how these two looked real different and they didn't align with each other. Kat is super blonde, voluptuous. She fancies herself as a Marilyn Monroe lookalike. And she's got that vibe. Maybe a little more erotic, Marilyn, but I think that's kind of what she was going for. And Jeff, he's kind of shorter, stockier, bald guy with this goofy look to him. I don't think it's super weird to have people in different calibers that connect. I don't know.
I'm always jealous of those girls that can wear red lipstick like Marilyn.
Kat could for sure rock the red lipstick.
I can't rock any kind of dark lipstick.
Me neither. You know who still can and she's older is Gwen Stefani. She is like perfection with lipstick. It's just,
she is.
And to me, I put it on, I look like 50 years older.
Yeah.
Does not work for me.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Yeah. So these two fell hard for each other really quickly. They met in February 2004, and they were tying the knot in Vegas just 4 months later. And I saw their wedding photos. She looks absolutely stunning, and he's in his uniform, and they look real good together.
Oh.
I think.
Yeah, that's cute. I love a uniform wedding.
Dude, I do too. And, you know, I mean, I'm probably biased because I do like a man in the uniform, and I think their hotness meter goes up, you know, once they put it on.
Yeah.
Just saying. Are you thinking that I should not say that? My husband doesn't wear a uniform and I still think he's super hot, but I'm just saying, like,
clearly,
you know, when we walked out of Dallas and we saw that hot police officer, it was like,
oh my God,
his hotness meter went up. Like, he probably wasn't even that hot, but he was
100% it did.
Standing there in his uniform, I'm like,
yeah,
you're cute.
Yeah.
Okay. So by 2005, these two had a little girl named Lola, and Lola was an only child. And I can only imagine that she was the love of their lives. But having a baby didn't stop them from having fun. They would often send Lola to their grandparent or her grandparents' house, and they would have date nights or even weekends together, which I think is super smart. Just saying.
I don't know what that's like, but I'm sure it's fun.
I know what it's like. My kids are going to their grandparents on Saturday, so I can go to guess where I'm going.
Where are you going?
I think it's called Billy Bob's. Is it called Billy Bob's?
Sounds like a place I would enjoy.
Dude, it's the honky tonk. And 100% it's in Fort Worth, okay? I could be wrong on the name, but I think it's something like that. And I think that you would fully enjoy it. So
okay, we'll scope it out because I'm coming back.
I know. I'm going to get a babysitter for when you're coming. So anyhow, on the night of January 3rd, 2000...
I'm going to start stretching right now.
Okay. On the night of January 13th, 2008, Kat and Jeff went on one of their date nights. After dinner, they stopped by a liquor store and bought some booze. She bought some absinthe. And he bought some bourbon. Okay.
Sophisticated.
But absinthe, have you heard of absinthe before? Do you know?
Yeah.
You know,
it was
like illegal for a while here.
Yeah.
It's 124 proof. I think this shit is strong.
I think it's real stupid and people just drink it to be like a hipster.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you're drinking absinthe, you're drinking it out of like some cool glass that you bought at Urban Outfitters.
Oh, but I don't think that's like how Kat was. I don't know. But I think she was actually drinking it straight.
I think it makes your mouth taste like fire.
124 proof, I'm pretty sure it does. Okay, so anyhow, these two took the bottles home and Kat got all cutesy and lingerie. As she had an OnlyFans site.
Oh, shoot.
Where she would take naughty pictures for some cashola. Funny thing is, we just talked about this OnlyFans on, wasn't it on a Patreon where we were talking about the bad Barbie? check? Or yeah. Was that on regular?
Yeah. She made $6 million on her first 6 hours on OnlyFans. You guys know what we're talking about? The Catch Me Outside.
I thought it was $1 million. It was six?
No, I think it was. No, she made $3 million in the first 6 hours.
Oh, my God. The Catch Me Outside girl. I just looked her up. Seriously, I can't. But anyways, OnlyFans, you can make some money. Yeah. Kat was making some money on the side. She was called on OnlyFans Kitty Kat West, which I was pretty.
That's a good name.
Well, yes, but it's her real name. Her name is Kat West once she got married to Jeff West.
Yeah, that's true.
Why? I don't know. I mean, it is a great name, but maybe be like Kitty Kat
South.
Something else. Like anything else. Not your last name. Just saying. Yeah. I don't know if it's like the best idea to be showing your tatas and giving your real name. But she had a couple hundred fans, Gretchen, paying her a monthly fee and then making more money for requests. You know, you can like say, I'm going to, you know, show me this shot and then I'll give you this much money.
Are we in the wrong business?
I definitely think we're in the wrong business. And let me tell you why. I did a little bit more research on this OnlyFans. There is a girl on OnlyFans that makes $10,000 a month dressing up like a puppy for her furry fans. You know these furries? People are
Yeah, I know the furries.
Okay. She makes $10,000 a month dressing like a fucking dog.
Well, what does she do though? Does she have to put like a dildo in her mouth while she's dressed up as like
I don't
a
think
unicorn?
So. I think she has to like eat out of a dog bowl. I mean, I didn't really pay for her to watch her, but $10,000 a month, I don't know.
Honestly, I don't think I could keep a straight face. I mean, we joke.
I don't think so either.
I don't judge. I mean, get your OnlyFans on, but shoot, I just don't think I have the stomach for it.
To act like a dog or to take
or
pictures
the desirability.
With your boobies?
Both.
Or put on lingerie. I mean, it's like a lot of work.
I don't even do that for my husband. It is a lot of work.
It's too much work. Yeah. So Kat loved to be sexy and she actually liked putting on the lingerie. And she also liked all the attention that she got from the OnlyFans groupies. And, you know, it seemed like Jeff didn't mind either because he's the one that took the pictures of her for it.
Yeah.
So I've actually known guys that like when their women, like other men like their women or get off on like looking at them. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds kind of odd to some, but there are men out there that like other men looking at their women. So.
Oh, yeah. I've known him.
I've known
of them. And one in particular I can think of.
Who?
He was a boat captain.
Oh.
I
think I dated one.
Oh. Yeah, you might have. Liked to go to, like, they went to clubs. You know? Swapped.
Oh, those kind of clubs. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So there's tons of that, right? So,
mm-hmm.
Anyways. Jeff, so that night, they come home. She gets all cutesy in her lingerie. Jeff shoots mm-hmm. some pictures of her and heads to bed. And Kat keeps drinking. And actually, her drinking was a bit of an annoyance for Jeff. Like, maybe she liked the bottle a little too much. But who doesn't?
Well, how much can you drink? Clearly. 120 proof.
Well.
Two, and you're like blotto.
Yeah, I think it's probably that, I don't know, maybe absinthe. I think maybe absinthe isn't the drink of choice for anybody listening, just saying.
Okay.
So Jeff hits the hay, and around 5 o'clock in the morning, police are at his doorstep. A teenage neighbor was driving to work when she spotted Kat naked from the bra down, laying on the side of the street across from Jeff and her house. So this poor girl sees Kat, turns around to go get her mom, and they call 911. And sure enough, it's Kat, and she is dead from blunt force trauma to her head. Next to Kat's body is her cell phone and the bottle of absinthe kind of laying like right on top of it, on top of her cell phone.
Okay.
When the police get to Jeff's door, it's wide open and Jeff has no idea that his wife is dead. But you know what he didn't do, Gretchy, when they told him?
What?
He didn't run outside to see her. He just like calmly looked at the officers and started to smoke a cigarette. So everybody's different. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what he should have been doing, but
I would have to see it. If it was me, I would have to be like, I would be like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Like running to go see.
Me too. So they are like, what the F happened? Why is your wife laying there dead? And why is your door open? And where were you? And so they needed answers. So they take Jeff to the police station. And Jeff spoke to them for hours. He waived all of his Miranda rights. And he told the story that I just told you. Jeff answered all their questions, even ones about their marriage. And he says they're all good. He didn't have anything to do with this, but he also had no idea who could have. Turns out the autopsy that was performed said the death was undetermined. They know that she had the trauma to her skull. Her blood alcohol level was over 3 times the legal driving limit, so she was pretty wasted.
Yeah.
There were 2 puddles of blood, like maybe somebody had moved her. But nobody knows what hit her head or who would want to murder her. Or did she just fall, hit her head, stumble a little bit, and land on the other side of the road? The investigators were pretty convinced right away that Jeff was guilty. And it didn't look like anybody on her OnlyFans was the crazy stalker. So they did look into, you know, like all the people that were messaging her on OnlyFans to see if anybody seemed like they could have been obsessed or, you know, want to know who she was.
Yeah.
So they arrest Jeff for murder of his wife, Catherine West. And you know who was not convinced of Jeff's guilt?
Who?
Pretty much everybody.
Well, I'll tell you what, I feel like I don't like his reaction. This is just where I'm at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if he was going to kill her, he would have done it inside the house. Like the outside thing doesn't make any sense.
I kind of feel that way, too. You know, if you kind of analyze people that do killings, somebody that leaves their victim in the place that they killed them is often not somebody that knows them. If you have somebody that goes and hides the body, that's usually somebody that knows them.
Agreed.
So, and I know that if you talk to anybody that does this for a living and researches this stuff, they would say the same thing. So it is real odd that she's outside and he's just inside and she's dead. Doesn't really make sense to me. So Kat's parents are like, no way did Jeff do this. They are convinced that he's okay. Not guilty.
Okay, they would know.
You would think. So these two, they've been together since 2004. This is now 2018. And he was kind and caring. And he went along with her crazy, you know, OnlyFans thing. I guess she even recently told Jeff that she wanted to explore getting involved with women, and he was really upfront with that to the police. Kat's mom has said that her daughter was an exhibitionist and liked attention, craved attention, and would often drink too much, run outside naked, and jump on trampolines, jump off electric boxes. So she was kind of like once she got a little wasted, she was a little frisky, like I said, you know?
Sounds like a good time.
She totally does. She even testified, Kat's mom testified in Jeff's defense. But the prosecution just wasn't buying it. They said the evidence they had showed that Jeff murdered Kat. And the evidence that they presented is this. Jeff and Kat both had iPhones. And, you know, on your iPhone, there's like a health app and it tracks your steps if you have your iPhone with you. Well, Jeff's health app on his iPhone had him moving 18 steps between 11:03 and 11:10 that night. And remember, he said he went to bed at 10:30. Kat's phone had activity that stopped at 10:54 at night. The family alarm system tracks open and closed doors, you know? Mm-hmm. And it had the front door opening at 10:53 and shutting seconds later. So right around the time that Kat's phone stopped moving, the door opened and closed. The door opens again after 1 a.m. and never shuts. So that's why when the police arrived, the door's wide open.
Hey, Grutch. Hey, Tab.
How's your vitamin routine going?
My vitamin routine has been going better than ever since I started taking care of vitamins. I took the easy, convenient quiz online, just like talking to a nutritionist. And I know that I'm taking the right combination because I feel great and I get these cute little packets delivered.
Daily. I mean, they're like little daily packets. So, you know, I was always opening up all those bottles every single day. Not anymore.
Forget about it. Who needs that?
It's amazing, you guys. And listen, I know we're in February already, but we can still have a resolution, right? A New Year's resolution, a 2021 resolution, and make it small, impactful, and get your daily vitamins.
Yeah, self-care. Make it a priority. Take your vitamins.
Take your vitamins. So, you guys, easy online quiz at Care Of, and we have 50% off for you. Boom. Boom. Just go to takecareof.com and enter the code CLINK50. That's right. Go to takecareof.com and enter code CLINK50 for 50% off.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing, involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, trust and will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust in Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust in Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
A neighbor had claimed that they saw a man pacing back and forth the morning before the police arrived in Jeff's house. Now, I don't know if I totally buy that because it's freaking dark outside. So yeah. It would be hard to see like a person pacing. Plus, I've seen a lot of things in the dark that weren't actually things that I was thinking I was seeing. The bottle of absinthe was near Kat, and it had a tiny, tiny, tiny sliver of glass missing. However, they didn't find any glass in Kat's skull in her autopsy. The bottle only had like a tiny, teeny, tiny, teensy bit of blood on it, but it was sitting right by where she was bleeding. The bottle also only had Jeff's fingerprints on it, which I think is a little odd if Kat was carrying the bottle. And there was a partial thumbprint of Jeff's that was upside down. Like it would be if you were holding a bottle to like hit it over somebody's head.
Oh.
But the defense was like, what if it was upside down in the bag from the grocery store?
What if he was pouring her a drink?
If you're pouring it, you're pouring it like this. If you're hitting somebody, you're hitting it like this. That's why it's like different.
Okay.
The way that, unless you pour drinks.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. I see your point.
I actually think maybe some bartenders pour drinks like that. I've seen that before. You know, where they're like throwing it around. The way the bottle was placed also looked a little staged with her cell phone laying down and then the bottle kind of right on it. The cell phone also had a little crack on it. But we don't know when this crack happened. And listen, I live with my phone cracked for 2 years.
Years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me ask you this one question.
Yeah.
Did they have a history of domestic abuse?
They did not. Nothing.
Okay.
They also brought in text messages that they wanted to show they had a volatile relationship. And let me tell you what these text messages said. They were like this. For instance, she says, "You don't love me anymore. Just admit it." And Jeff responds, "I love you. I want you. And you're so sexy." And then Kat sends him a boob pic. Okay. There was another text message that says she didn't like the way his mother treated her over a holiday. But dude, I'm like,
this sounds normal.
It sounds real normal. She sent a lot of ranting texts like,
everything except the boob pic sounds normal.
Well, for her.
Yeah, for her.
For
yeah,
her,
sure.
It's not. It's like what I saw with all these text messages is she sends rants being like, "You don't love me. You think somebody else is hot. Do you think I'm sexy?"
Yeah. And no, I get it. She's that girl. She's needy.
She's super needy. And then he's always
she'd
sending.
She'd have been real pissed off if she was married to my husband.
Oh, I know, right? No, because he is like perfect. He sends her back shit like this. "Baby, you're so sexy. I love you. I want you. You're the only one I want." I mean, dude, like, could you imagine like your husband keeps sending you that shit? He would be like,
I'd probably throw up, to be honest. Like, no. I am totally part of the problem.
But listen, Jeff, I think, understood that she needed that affirmation and she needed that, like, he likes, wants to see her sexy body.
Yeah.
And he did it. I'm like, dude, yeah. This guy is.
Yeah, that's nice.
This is nice. Yeah. But they were like, this is volatile. I don't think it's volatile. I think, fuck, if anything, it shows like him. He probably knows, like, he's like, I don't want to send another one of these stupid text messages, but he does it anyways.
Yeah.
The prosecutor's story basically was these two got tipsy at dinner, came home, took a bunch of pics, And at some point, Jeff decided he had enough with his wife's frisky and flirtatious behavior on OnlyFans, got jealous, overwhelmed, threw her cell phone out the door at 10:34, breaking the screen. Then at some point, he hits her over the head with the absinthe bottle outside, moves her a little bit, and then stages the phone and bottle near her. Well, before the jury was even able to hear this story, the prosecution says, you know what? Jeff, you've been sitting in the clink for 2 years waiting for your trial, and we're not really sure. They didn't really say this, but this is what I know that they're saying.
Yeah.
We don't really know if we have enough evidence to really get you a conviction, so we're going to offer you an Alford plea. And if you accept, you can walk out of here right now and only get 2 years probation. So, you know what an Alford plea is?
No.
So it's an Alford plea is basically you're saying that they have enough evidence to find you guilty. And so it's like this gray area where you're like, I'm guilty and I'll take your parole for 2 years and I'll walk on my way. But it's not saying that you're innocent. So Jeff.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, it is a stretch. I mean, how hard was this bottle? I mean, to kill somebody in like one. It's a stretch.
It's a stretch. So Jeff says, go shove your Alford plea somewhere the sun don't shine.
Shit.
I didn't kill my wife.
Okay. That's some balls.
Yes, it's balls. I didn't kill my wife. I'm not taking your plea. Well, let me tell you, Jeff, you should have taken the plea.
Shit.
Because jurors be stupid, dude.
Oh, my God. That is what just the fact that he didn't take the plea is what just convinced me that he was like I was leaning towards innocent. But that is what convinced me he's innocent, because if you were guilty, you would be like, oh, sweet.
Fuck. Take the plea in like a second.
Yeah, I've already done 2 years. What's two more? And then I get on with my merry way.
I know.
Yeah.
So then the prosecution asked the judge if they could drop Jeff's charges from murder to manslaughter. So, I mean, dude, it's like these people do not have enough to convict this guy.
Mm-mm.
And so the judge agreed that they would put manslaughter on there for the jury. And guess what? They found Jeff West guilty of manslaughter, which he was stunned. I'm stunned. I'm like, how? Really?
Doesn't seem like a lot. Yeah.
There's not enough. There's just not. You did not convince me by a reasonable doubt that this guy killed his wife. I just can't. So everybody's stunned. And the saddest part about this whole thing is that Lola, his daughter, thought that day that her dad was going to pick her up from school. And when the grandparents got there to pick her up, she thought he would be hiding in the back seat to surprise her, but he wasn't. He was sentenced to 16 years in prison, and this is in February of this year. So he is sitting in prison for the next 16 years, while Lola, you know, lost her mom, and now her dad's in prison, and she's being raised by her grandparents. I found Kat's parents online, and they look like they're doing the best that they can. They have some pictures of Lola on there. It's like a super sad, tragic story of this disco biscuit that was lost. But I mean, I'm like, dude, this girl would have been so much fun to take to a piano bar. I swear to you. Like, I was reading this. I was like looking at this whole story. I'm like, she's like very fun. So may she rest in peace.
Is he appealing?
He's going to for sure. For sure. For sure. He's going to appeal.
I feel like she fell.
I think she fell, too. So I think what happened was, I think she fell. She hit her head real hard.
I think they were fighting.
Oh, you do?
That night. Yeah.
I don't think they were fighting. I think that she went to bed. I think he was like, maybe he's like, dude, you got fucking too drunk. I'm out of here. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
She went outside to go get some fresh air and run around naked. She was naked, though. She was naked from the top down. I don't know.
I think absinthe makes you do crazy things.
She had.
And she was already a little crazy.
Yeah. They did have sex. Or she had. It is confirmed that she had sex that night. But they don't. I guess there wasn't enough semen or there wasn't semen in there. But it seems to me like they had sex.
Okay.
And
so maybe they weren't fighting. Maybe he was just annoyed. He was like, I'm just going to bed.
Well, I think so, because I think he got annoyed with her drinking.
Yeah.
Not to say he's not drinking too, though. So
I know, but there's a difference when you're like drinking and someone gets like
wastoid.
Sloppy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you're like, I don't want to hang out with you. I'm going to bed.
Yes. I mean, we've been there. So mm-hmm. I just have a feeling she hit her head and then kind of walked because there was two kind of spots of blood. I think she stumbled a little bit. Like she tried to get up, stumbled a little bit, and then died.
Very sad.
I know. It's tragic. It's just like, it's one of those things, you know, I had a friend who the wife fell off of a golf cart and hit her head and died.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's weird. It.
Yeah.
Sometimes shit happens.
Crazy
that's
shit
just
happens.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So take the Alfred plea. That's what I'm saying. If anybody has a...
finds yourself in a pickle.
Opportunity. Yeah. He wasn't even going to be in jail at all anymore.
Oh, my God. Do we have a minute to talk about Scott Peterson since we're talking about people that are wrongly convicted?
Oh, my God. Okay. So I thought this was kind of interesting because I was doing this case. I think this guy's wrongly convicted. And then this whole Scott Peterson thing came up and.
Okay. So Scott Peterson recently, there was like another thing. It was on 2020. His sister-in-law that has been fighting for his case released some taped phone calls between her and him.
Him, yeah.
I was really, somebody posted it on the group. Whoever did, thank you very much. I was very excited about it.
Yeah.
And thank you for bringing it to my attention. Unfortunately, it did not deliver. It was like no new news. It was no, I didn't hear him say anything that sounded. It wasn't even that many. They just kind of re-went over the case.
They just re-went over the case. They put like three phone calls for what, like not even 5 seconds each.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. But I do think he's innocent. Sorry.
So Gretchen's point to you thinking he's innocent is that what they did say is that there are people that saw her at the park that the police did not interview.
If any of those people saw her, then Scott didn't kill her. Scott was gone. Scott also, I don't think, killed her and then went back to his house and searched sunflower umbrellas. That was Lacey. Scott was already gone. Lacey was searching sunflower umbrellas.
Yeah. So.
And there's no evidence. There's no.
No,
blood,
there's no physical
anything.
Evidence.
There's no physical evidence.
It's all circumstantial. They did make some bad choices in saying that Scott went to the Berkeley Marina. So that's where they found her because who knows when she was dumped there. It wasn't like somebody could have framed him for sure. The Lacey walking the dog, what they said was, oh, we found another pregnant lady walking her dog and that fit the same description. But it's like, but the dog was found with the leash on.
Those people are sure of who they saw. I mean, if you watch the other, like the A&E special.
Yeah.
Those people are like, we're sure. And we told the police and they didn't come back and talk to us. So, yeah, I think that they built their case around Scott. They shouldn't have released the thing that he was in the Berkeley Marina. And what happened, the other big thing that is like, oh, he didn't do it, is that the house across the street was robbed and the police are saying that it happened on Christmas Day or the day after Christmas. And it's impossible. It could not have happened then because the house directly across the street was Lacey and Scott's and it was swarming with reporters. There was no end news vans. There is no way that house could have been robbed then. What happened was Lacey, and everybody says this that knows her, she was feisty. She saw this house getting robbed. She got back from, you know, walking the dog. She saw, and it's like, what are you doing taking that TV? And ended up getting herself killed.
I think that's a very likely possibility.
And it's terrible. It's horrible. And it's also horrible that she was married to a total fucking asshole.
The only thing is that I just can't wrap my head around is that he told Amber Fry, I lost my wife. Like, you either are psychic.
Yeah.
Or you killed her.
But I think he's just a sociopath. I would like to hear from more people that said, and that is where I think Mark Garagos really blew the case. Like, Mark Garagos actually did a terrible job.
He did not do a great job.
I think he should have defended it, saying, like, we are not disputing Scott is an asshole. And I have all of these witnesses from Scott's past that are going to tell you, like, other women, you brought up this point, yeah, there should have been other women that Scott had more affairs.
Yeah. So his in this 2020, the sister-in-law says Scott went on business trips. Scott had affairs, but we never heard about other affairs. If it wasn't,
we need
just
to hear more. Yeah.
Because he knew Amber Fry for what, 16 days? It was nothing. Right.
Yeah.
But so the whole theory is that he wants to leave his whole entire life for this one girl that he just met. But if he was having multiple affairs, if he had more Amber Fries out there where it's just like, this guy is just such a douche, he's cheating on Lacey all the time, then yeah, we're not going to believe that he is going to leave his whole entire existence,
yeah,
for one person. But
yeah,
it did make it seem like, you know, him and Amber had a picture at this birth or at the Christmas party together. And so it made it seem like they were in love, you know, but 16 days of love is not.
No, I think his defense
anything
should have been a bunch of people who were like, oh, he's a total liar.
Yeah.
And a jerk. Like, this is not anything. This isn't unusual behavior. This is how he rolls all the time.
Right. Yes.
But every time I say something about Scott Peterson, you people write me and tell me that I'm wrong. So it's okay. You can keep telling me.
There are just a couple of things where I'm like, so that.
I know. But I just follow the evidence. I hope he gets a retrial. I at least want him to get a retrial.
Yeah. I think a retrial would.
And then we can.
Yeah.
Put it to bed. And I feel so sorry for his family. I mean, his poor mother died. I mean, they've been through hell.
No.
I mean, they're like driving their ass up to San Quentin. Oh my God. All the time.
Yeah.
I bet there's no good restaurants. It doesn't sound fun.
It's not fun up there.
Just saying.
I mean, California in general is not fun right now at all.
Oh, my God. Oh, I bet they haven't been able to see him at all.
Oh, yeah, they probably haven't, actually.
Actually, that's probably a relief.
But it's a death penalty.
They're probably doing
it
out of obligation.
Or he was on death row. Are you allowed to see death row inmates, or are they, like, not allowed to get visitors?
No, you're allowed to see death row inmates.
You know, they just put to death somebody here in Texas.
They did.
Yesterday, I think. Yeah.
Shoot.
There was no media coverage, I guess, and that's something that usually there is, but they said there was a glitch in the system. I don't know.
How did they do death in Texas?
Electric chair.
Still with
no,
the electric
just kidding
chair.
I think that's like real inhumane. No, lethal injection.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No. I don't. So this particular guy looked it up. He killed his aunt, his like elderly aunt, which is really awful, for drug money. He was a drug addict.
Yeah.
And he was young when he did it. And so I have a hard time with those kind of death penalty cases. Like, I don't like children, fine.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Children, like, fine. If they're like some kind of like serial rapist or pedophile, fine. I feel like there's no chance that they're going to get rehabbed or anything. Fine.
But this guy was a drug addict, which I don't, I have no place in my like whole existence that I think being a drug addict is acceptable. Or,
but it happens. Yeah, it happens. He could contribute to
society. If you get off of drugs and you are a different person, maybe living in the clink for your life is fine. Like,
yeah, I just don't. He could, listen, he could be one of those like clergy in the clink
That's
people.
Right.
Or he could educate himself and be one of those inmates that trains dogs.
Yeah, so that's...
That help children so this that need is, it.
This, that's
I think
where,
that is, yeah.
That's where I have
I'm
a hard
you.
Time with the death penalty for something like that, you know?
Yeah, I agree. But, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know what else is hot this week? Is that fucking Danny Masterson case. I am following that shit.
I know you are.
Oh, my God. Okay, so if you want to be psycho like me, you go on the Tony Ortega Underground Bunker blog, and he is typing from the courtroom, telling you everything the people are saying. It's amazing. And he's telling you, like, what family members are there, like, with Danny, who he's with. And Danny, that mofo, had the nerve. He posts a picture on his Instagram with him and his wife.
At the courthouse? No.
A selfie of them in the car,
Shut
and he says... And it said something like, I have the prettiest Uber driver in the world dropping me off at school.
At school?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope he gets schooled.
Oh, he's getting schooled. Listen, from what I'm watching, first of all, he has a lady boss judge. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, he has famed attorney Massaro.
Okay.
This lady boss is not taking shit.
Good.
Massaro keeps trying to throw out all the Scientology business,
mm-hmm.
saying like that, you know, like saying like, oh, they just, you, so you didn't come forward. And she's, this judge, what is awesome is allowing the fact that they are putting it into context that if they would have pushed it at the time, they would have been declared suppressive people and lost their family and everything. And that is so important to all of it because that's why they took the steps that they did at the time. If you understand, you know, but if you leave the Scientology part out of it, then, you know, they don't have as strong of a case.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I think he is. This is just the preliminary hearing. So we don't even know if he's like officially going to be charged.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Yeah. So I think he's going down and I'm going to have a party when he does. I hate him.
Okay. So you guys, Gretchen did a bonus case. If you are not on our Patreon, it was really good last week. It's about
Brenda,
this
Brenda,
lady
Brenda.
Named Brenda, who is on the death row in Oklahoma. And it's a great case. So if you want to check it out, go to patreon.com/housewivesatruecrime. And there's a lot of bonus content on there. If you like to just hear us shoot the shit, we do that. If you want to hear extra
I also did a whole case about Danny Masterson on the bonus crime. If
yes,
you want to hear more
did.
About my opinion.
You did. Thank you. Always like to hear your opinion. And, you know, we're on the group. On Facebook, we have a Housewives of True Crime group. We also have a Housewives of True Crime just general page. We also have a keto diet page. We also have Instagram. And if you want to give us a shout out, we'll give you a shout out. And that really helps us. So thank you, Mandy J. She always is very nice about giving us a little shout. And Taryn, thank you so much. I was just looking through my pictures. I had posted this picture. I was a little tipsy in San Antonio of the vending machine. Did you see that at the piano bar?
Oh, it had like cigarettes or something.
All cigarettes. Is that the craziest shit? I was like,
that's funny.
It's they even accept credit cards.
People smoke a lot in Texas?
Well, There is one town near me that I think you can still, I think you could still smoke inside the town, inside the restaurant.
You know,
but no, I don't see a lot of people
around
smoking.
Here. I don't see anyone smoking here except children.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I see teenagers smoke.
Mm-hmm. Like, are they smoking the vape pen?
No, they're smoking straight up cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That just seems
it's like
so
making a comeback.
Idiotic.
Totally gross.
Totally gross. I feel like if you smoke cigarettes, you're probably addicted at this point and you wish in your mind that you didn't smoke cigarettes, right?
Yeah.
Everybody else should not be smoking.
No, everything.
Nobody take that up on. You know, our editor, Damian, he smoked cigarettes and he stopped. I think he's on like a year.
Oh.
Done. Yeah. So
good job.
Congrats to him. I know.
Damian, do we need to mail you some Nicorette?
No, I think he's good.
He doesn't even know. Or the patches.
I need to get him. I still need to send his birthday gift.
You didn't do that.
No, I'm bad. I have your birthday gift too, still sitting on my counter. I'm really bad about shit like that. You know me. Still working on everything I need to work on. I'm a 99%er. What can I say? I get 99% there.
Well, I don't care about my birthday gift, but I know it was his birthday like a while ago.
Yes, I know. I know. Bad. Sorry.
He's so good. He always wishes me happy birthday.
I know.
Mother's Day. He's really best. Nice to us. Yeah, it's the best.
All right. Anyhow. Anywho.
Anywho.
Clink, clink, guys.
Clink, clink.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.